birthday. Oh, today was a big birthday mistake. Having a fun time with a Super Bowl walking on sunshine.
Sunshine. And beauty. One of the things that we like to focus on here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, streaming live, the video at DougSteffen.com. 7 past the hour, Berta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I welcome you to another great American hour of discussion. In the words of someone who is pretty connected, someone wrote, "Today I will make big requests in the areas of my financial well-being. I want to have enough money, and there's a lot of money around me." And this is the right attitude, it would seem to me, to have when so many people are talking about being poor, so many people are talking about lack, so many people are thinking that they can't survive. If you look around, instead of so much energy being aimed at trying to take away from those who have, why don't you try to figure out how they got it? And I think I say this respectfully for those who got it the old-fashioned way, that is, they inherited it, you know, the Rockefellers and the Kennedys and that. Push them aside. Look at a lot of the people who are visible, some people not visible. I come to Herman Cain because I'm beginning to more and more like him and his message. And by the way, his book is number one at Amazon. Did you know that?
I just saw a CBS poll that says he's tied for 17% with Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
No, for first.
With Romney,
yes.
Really. So I said earlier,
can I tell you guys, this like warms my heart because I loved this guy from the very first time I saw him. I'm so glad people are actually seeing him.
Yeah. He's not about this whole foolish business of class warfare. He's got some very good ideas. When people start to, you know, it's kind of like Ron Paul not getting any respect. And it is, like it or not, we started off 3 hours ago talking about my killing the black fly and how people could, you know, there are enough foolish people in the world. Ah, that's racist, you talk about the black fly. I can hear in your voice, your tone of voice, you're a racist. Yeah, that kind of stupidity and moronic thinking that has set us back somewhat. Now, I don't say that because you don't agree with me. It's just foolish. It's a waste of energy and a waste of time when there are so many good things you could be doing to push yourself ahead, to help others get ahead. How much energy is given to the problem of people trying to take things away from folks who have been successful? You're envious or you're jealous or whatever it is. And that energy just doesn't get you any place. It doesn't. It gets you nowhere fast. It'll bring you backwards maybe quickly, but moving ahead is what makes sense. And a lot of us see there are going to be protests like there have been in New York and 3 or 4 other cities this week. That's going to grow. I think you're going to see a lot of protests between now and next year, between now and the election. Lots and lots and lots of protests. Because whether you like it or not, the people who are there now just don't have the answers. They don't have the wherewithal to be flexible. And so it just motivates people to look for something different. And so what Richie just said, my prediction is that Mitt Romney and Herman Cain will be the Republican ticket. And, you know, like it or not like it, it's better from my perspective anyway, and it's not about politics, just get the job done. There are new ideas and ideas that are more acceptable to more people. That's just kind of the way it is. So, but they can only do so much. It has to be up to the individual. You cannot survive. I say this in a collective sense. The you is big, not small. This is not you, but it is you. Can't survive by depending on other people, unless you are a dependent by definition. That is, somehow or other, physically or mentally, you are challenged to the point where you cannot survive on your own. Those people need our help, our blessings, our prayers, and as much as we can possibly do to make their life of value. But people who are able-bodied, mentally and physically, who can contribute and accomplish, those people are the ones, if you are not doing your fair share, those people are the problem. They are the problem. It's that simple. And the fact that people have been encouraging you through monetary rewards to not do your fair share is a real slap in the face to those of us who work our butts off to try to help ourselves and help other people, but we do it in our own way, in a way of our choosing, not because somebody says they're going to extract money from you to give to somebody else of their choosing and not of our choosing. And that's really what's wrong with the system. It's wrong with the system here. It's wrong with the system in Europe. If you look at the systems and look at what's happening in China, you know, they're so interested in being westernized. it's affecting them, and they're getting in the chops quicker because they're so dependent on Western-style living and buying that they can't on their own. They can't create for themselves because they don't have the wherewithal. They have to steal it and then remake it because they don't have the brain trust, or at least they have it. Now they do. There are more and more people developing around the Chinese universities that are coming up with some pretty interesting ideas. They're developing a space program. You know, there are all kinds of things that are happening over there. But the original ideas didn't come from them. They stole them from other places. We have been a think tank. America, and this is the synapse of it all. America has been the think tank of ideas, and it's been why we've been the most successful country in the history of the planet. Because we were a people who had ideas. And then we had natural resources after the ideas were sort of put together and then we were aimed at building something or creating something. We had the natural resources. We had the mental resources, and then we had the national ability to find the things. We had money behind investors putting things. That's what made us where we are. That's what got us to where we are and made us who we are. And so unless you recreate that, Barbara Walters and the people in The View talking about this earlier, how Barbara Walters, in an unbelievable display of arrogance. Richie, I don't know if you want to play that cut again.
Yeah, you probably should.
Where Herman, about it. Yeah, Herman Cain was on The View yesterday. And, Roberta, you haven't heard this, and I'm betting a lot of people listening to the program now haven't heard it, so it's worth another jingle. Herman Cain is on. Yeah, I mean, they can't avoid him because he's getting so much attention now. None of these shows can avoid this guy. So they put him on, and Barbara Walters just absolutely reeking with arrogance, tries to pose questions that fall flat, and she's embarrassed. But listen to the tone of this.
You admit that you don't know too much about foreign policy.
Not anymore.
Well, you've been studying, yeah. But have you been to foreign countries, by the way?
I was in Israel in August, as an example. I have been to South Africa. I've been to Australia. So I've been to a number of countries.
So you've been to a number. Okay.
Most recently, I was in Israel in last August.
Okay, but in general, you have said you're not up to speed in foreign policy. I'm quoting you. And most of your experience has been as the CEO of the pizza company.
Yes.
Well, I must say, you have, you know, you worked very hard, and you, little by little, worked your way up and to your great credit. But what makes you qualified to be president of the United States?
Well, let's not just focus on the pizza company. Remember, I worked my way up to become a vice president of the Pillsbury Company. I then worked my way up to become a vice president of Burger King Corporation. They then appointed me president and CEO of Godfathers, which was supposed to go bankrupt, but I didn't get the memo, so we saved the company. Then I headed up the National Restaurant Association. I've also served as chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. My first job was as a ballistics analyst, as a mathematician with the Department of Navy, working on fire control systems. I've served on the board of Strategic Air Command, Citizen Advisory Board, earlier in my career. So, net-net, I'm a problem solver. That's what I've done for over 40 years.
Right now. Yes. I've been in business, but you have never held an elected office.
Imagine that. You've never held an elected office. She just keeps jamming it to him.
Let me respond to that one. When I speak to groups all over the country, as you would imagine, when I get to the part that, number one, I don't have national name ID like some of the other candidates. Mm-hmm. Number two, I don't have a kajillion dollars like some of the other candidates. And when I say I've never held public office, I get a spontaneous applause because they're tired of politicians as usual. Right. The American
and
people
tired of
already
the people in the media, the news media, like Barbara Walters, trying to ask him those kind of questions. Do you see how obvious it is?
I mean, I don't mind somebody challenging somebody.
No, I don't
but
either.
There was an attitude right.
There was an attitude.
Yeah, it was like picking.
Who the hell are you? This is your uppity black guy trying to run for the presidency. What an outrage. And this after I said some nice things about Barbara Walters yesterday. I still take my hat off to her for having like 6 decades. She started off in the Today Show.
Yeah, she's got lots of longevity.
But to have that reeky, just stinko attitude, get lost with that. Ugh. And that's what turns people off to the
I don't think she has anything against his race. I'm pretty sure she probably supports
President
like Obama.
Black guys who are Republicans. Maybe that's
maybe that's just Republicans.
Well, maybe she just doesn't like Republicans.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway. So time now at the 17 past the hour to talk about your energy level, your happiness quotient. How are you doing in the... In the good versus not so good feel department, men, if you are not feeling energetic, if you're not feeling happy, if you don't like your lot in life, I'm guessing it's probably because you don't have enough testosterone, because that's usually the reason that men sort of fall flat in all kinds of ways. So now you can not be that person. You can call for a risk-free trial of a product called Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a testosterone supplement that will increase your testosterone about 61%. Maintain healthy, normal levels, no injections, no appointments. Here's what you do. You call 800-864-4031. That's 800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Get a free trial, risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. 800-864-4031.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Stuff around anymore, so when we have it, I try to milk it for as much as I can. The birthday moments here. This is the most celebrated birthday of the year. More people are born on October 5th, as we learned earlier, than any other day of the year. So we have a long list to get through, Richie, including Carlo Mastrangelo, who is one of the Belmonts, and that's why we are listening to The Wanderer. He was born this day 73 years ago. Happy birthday to Mr. Mastrangelo. Up next, Arlene Smith. Her name, actually, they call her Arlene Oldie Smith. I don't know why, but I suppose because she's involved in lots of oldies. Oldie. Goody Goldie Smith.
Oldie Oldie.
Rack of Wrinkle Records. She was one of the Chantels, and this is one of their seven big hits, Maybe Baby. All right? So Arlene she's old. A rock singer. They're still out performing. Happy birthday to Glynis Johns. She was an actress in Mary Poppins, The Sundowners. You would recognize her for sure. British actress, born this day 1923. If you saw her, you would know who she is. Rather cute. And the man whose name was Jose Jimenez, Bill Dana, born this day 1924. He's still around with us. Yes. Richard Gordon, one of the men who orbited the moon on Apollo 12 in 1969, born this day 1929. Happy birthday to Skip Hohmeyer, who was an actor in early television and movies, and the gunfighter, Halls of Montezuma. It's a lot of action. Richard Street, one of the Temptations. Not bad stuff here. Right?
Good stuff.
69 he is today from the Temps. Richard Street, happy birthday to him. Steve Miller.
Because I'm a picker.
Singer and songwriter.
Ooh, I like this.
has his own band, The Joker, Rock Me, Rockin' Me, Fly Like an Eagle, Jet Airliner, Abracadabra, Take the Money and Run.
I've actually always liked I like Abracadabra.
Right? Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yep. Let's see here. Who else have we got? Peter Brown, who starred in Lawman, Laredo, Darby's Rangers. He was a Warner Brothers character actor. You would recognize him. He sort of looked like Kooky. Lend Me Your Eddie Burns. Looked a lot like him. A lot of the Warner Brothers shows. Brian Johnson is a singer with AC/DC, 64 today. Bob Geldof with the Boomtown Rats is 60. A lot of people don't like Mondays. I don't mind Mondays at all.
You mind Mondays? Known for being the creator and organizer of Live Aid concerts.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep. Right, exactly. Let's see here. Who do we have? Robert Holmes, the football player's birthday is today. Jeff Conaway, Richie from Taxi, the Patriot.
He died.
Oh, he did die.
Yeah.
Right. He died in
this
May.
Year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Karen Allen didn't die, though. She was in Raiders of the Lost Ark and the last Indiana Jones movie.
And Animal House, too.
Born this date, 1951, Ghost in the Machine. Yep, Starman. Let's see, here's Lee Thompson, the sax player for Madness, 54 today. Daniel Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers, 51. He was Detective Felton on Homicide. Josie Bissett, Jane on Melrose Place, also having a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone.
Are you dying to use your cell phone on a plane?
People love being connected. We don't change our lifestyle when we change our location.
Unless you're flying.
And in fact, the FAA does not ban cell phone use from planes. It's actually the Federal Communications Commission.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's why the FCC bans in-flight cell phone usage.
It has nothing to do with safety.
Peter Greenberg is AARP's travel ambassador and the travel editor for CBS News.
It has to do with the networks on the ground, because when you're on the street and you use your cell phone actually looks for a cell in a conical way. It looks for a signal. It doesn't affect safety. It affects other people's ability to make phone calls if you're looking for so many cells from 30,000 feet.
If you want a way around this, use the onboard Wi-Fi system and your laptop to log on to a program like Skype to make a call.
The electronics are there. The technology is there.
It's a different system, but nonetheless, check to be sure it's allowed on the plane you're on before you do it.
The only thing that's really going to interfere with the navigation system of a plane, in reality, is a high-powered marine band radio. And if you are sitting on the plane and you see a guy walking on wearing a camouflage suit with a big whiplash antenna on his back, okay, at that point, get off the plane.
Read more on Peter's travel tips on aarp.org/travel. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from east, west, north, and south come the ideas, come the input. That's why we have so much confidence that you will find time that you spend at DougSteffens.com of value. Sometimes you learn something, sometimes you laugh about something, sometimes you see something and you, oh my God, you're taken back by it. So any one of those things are appropriate as we find out what's new at DougSteffens.com. All right, so there is the story today. This is sort of the water cooler stuff. You know what I mean? And did you hear the story about this Florida guy who found himself in jail twice in 2 hours? Authorities say
Why?
That he, well, he was.
I've been there.
Have you really?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes,
yeah.
He has.
You were arrested. Well, first time this guy was involved in a drunken disturbance.
Yep.
All right, so that was you?
Yep.
Okay. And the guy goes, he sort of sobers up, and he gets out of jail. He was arrested at 6:30 p.m., and he sobers up for a couple of hours, and then they let him out of jail. And then within the next hour, he's arrested again. He was out trying to rip off a car in the parking lot of the police station.
I didn't do that.
No, you didn't do that?
No.
This guy also was apparently been in jail before for urinating on his neighbor's bushes. He had, Roberto, alcohol may have been involved in this.
Yeah, right.
He had his shorts on.
What
I want to know is how did they get to the point of actually knowing he had his shorts on backward? Right? Let's see here. What else? He was, the sheriff's office said he's been reportedly before extremely intoxicated, and the fellow admitted to drinking 6 beers in an hour and then taking 6 oxycodone.
Ooh.
What's oxycodone? I know what
oxycodone.
It says oxycodone.
Oxycodone is Tylenol with codeine.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. It's amazing he could stand up straight.
Yeah. How do I know this?
She's smart, Richard.
Don't ask.
Yeah. Right. This is don't ask.
No, I've been prescribed that in the past. I know what it is.
Really?
Or known as T3, Tylenol 3.
Okay. So it's Roberta and Jennifer.
What's
and
a street name, Roberta? I know you know the street name.
And I'll be on the corner of Houston and Bowery.
What are your children's names? What's your pet's name? Right, what's your mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
All those things. So if you want to read the article, it's at DougStephan.com. Anyway, the police apparently arrested this guy the second time in the parking lot. He'd called somebody from, you know, you make your one call, come pick me up, yada, yada, after they released him from jail. And he went out and couldn't find, if there was somebody waiting for him, couldn't find him. So the police at 11:45 arrested him while he was trying to get into one of the cars in the parking lot of the police station.
Yeah. I had the exact same experience.
Did you?
Arrested. Let's hear your story again, Rich, because I like it.
Wait a minute. You were trying to get into somebody's car in a parking lot of the police station?
No, that's where the story changes.
That's pretty dumb.
On a bachelor party, 20 years old, 21 years old, stupid as can be, drinking too much, out with your buddies.
There you go.
You end up yelling at somebody. They end up yelling back at you. The police come and break it up. They don't care who's at fault, but they take everybody away.
Yeah.
They drive you down, give you a $10 ticket, let you sit around for an hour. And then once they figure you're okay, they give you the $10 ticket and let you go. And, of course, everybody else was gone on the bachelor party along their merry way, so I have to walk home from
Georgetown.
Did
he left you after you were in the clink?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Really?
So, I'm in Georgetown, so, I mean, I can walk. So I end up walking back, and then as I'm walking across the street after just leaving the little jail in Georgetown in Washington, D.C., apparently, I didn't notice that there was a no walking sign. The red sign was up. So I go to walk across the street, and a cop yells at me, and he's like, "Hey, did you see the sign?" And I'm like, "Apparently not." He said, "You want a ticket for jaywalking?" And I'm like, "Sure, why not?"
Great.
So he didn't take you to jail, though.
He didn't. He says, "Do you want to go to jail with that attitude?" And I'm like, "I just came from there."
Oh my God.
Go ahead. I know where it is.
Make my day.
Did you get into a fist fight or was it a verbal altercation?
No, it's just yelling. 21-year-old dumb.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a fist fight?
Yelling at each other.
Ever been in a fist fight? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Roberta, you ever been in a fist
fight? Did you win? Pummel them.
What's that?
Did you get pummeled?
A little
or did
of
they
each.
Pummel you?
Yeah, it's
always.
You never win all the time.
Yeah.
Have you ever fought, Doug?
Yeah, I've had a couple of fights.
You have had a fist fight?
I have. Hard to believe.
When you were younger?
Well, think of how hot-headed you get sometimes.
No, yesterday. I went out and I had a fist fight with somebody yesterday.
But think of that. He's really hot-headed sometimes.
Who's hot-headed? Who are you calling hot-headed?
You are.
Me?
Yes.
How dare you?
I'll fight you.
If you were here right now, I'd pop you one.
I know you would.
Actually, Richie would tell you. And I'd appreciate it, too. Richie would tell you that I would probably like to have a fight with a woman. That's what Richie would tell you.
Yeah, he's kind of strangely turned on by that. Yeah,
naked jello wrestling in the bathtub?
Of course.
That would
be a lot of fun. Yeah. Jennifer, did you ever get in a fist fight with another woman or a man?
No, but I'm afraid that if I ever did, I would kill somebody, I think. Right. I have
if
so
you,
much
if you unleashed
frustration.
It.
Yeah.
if you just unleashed all of that rage, because you're so
all
nice
of the
and sweet.
Is that
rage.
Anger,
exactly.
Or do you think it's hidden anger? So you're really an angry
sure it's
person.
Hidden anger.
All these people
oh,
think
probably
you're just
totally
nice.
Miserable.
You better go see a priest.
I am nice.
Go to see a priest.
So mean to me today. I don't know what the problem
terrible.
Is.
Terrible. All right, next up from DougStephan.com is a new company. This is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. You've heard the expression, the best way to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend is to have one already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go to the new website, fakegirlfriend.com.
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding.
Fakegirlfriend.com. They provide a fake girlfriend texting service, which sends fake texts as if they were... The height of something.
It.
I don't know what it is, but it's the height of something. Sends fake texts as if they were from a real girlfriend. Because you don't want to... The tagline is, you don't want to look lame. So you pretend to have a girlfriend.
Fake text messages to yourself.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
not lame at all.
Now, and also... The
are they
service,
dirty or are they
no,
nice?
No. They provide a service to offer a call from a fake girlfriend as well. Here's how it works. According to fakegirlfriend.com, you need to save the fake girlfriend number into your phone under her fictitious name. And then when you're out with friends or a woman you're trying to make jealous, you text that number. You'll get a text back and then a pre-recorded call. It doesn't cost anything now, but you know as well as I do, this thing will pick up because people will talk about it.
I have to try this.
So anyway, right now the service is free. The guy whose name is Ricky Robinette, who put it together, is looking to expand into different areas to monetize the service. And you know, the service does not include a real-life person. It's all recorded stuff.
Right.
Having said that, it ought to help you attract more women if that's what you want to do. There's a study that's been published this week in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology. The findings show a woman's attraction to a man doubles when they're told he was already
taken. Yeah, because we're sick and we want people that are unattainable. It's
all right, I just
so
sent
bad.
One.
Let's
see, who'd you send it to?
Oh, did you really?
Fakegirlfriend.com.
Yeah, but I mean, what did you say? In
I
the,
just said hi.
Really?
Hi, what do you think? I'm going to have a conversation with this automated service?
What are you wearing?
You never know.
Hey, sexy.
Yeah.
It all depends how desperate you are.
So if you really want to keep your relationship...
I'm married. I'm very desperate.
Yeah.
Aw.
You could even subscribe to Cloud Girlfriend, Richie. Cloud Girlfriend. Service there allows you to create a fake but perfect Facebook girlfriend. Whatever it is that you like, you can have them on Facebook. They show right on your wall with the intent to make your friends and potential suitors jealous.
Nice.
This is from the really hard up department. Really,
yeah.
Really, really hard up.
But think about, I mean, this has been happening for years. Think about the women that send themselves flowers to make people jealous in their office.
Yeah.
And I think we do it mostly for other people. I mean, other women. I don't even think we do it for men.
We were watching that show, The New Girl, last night, that new show.
Yeah.
And that's what the episode was about. This guy had to go to a wedding where this girl that he was always interested in was going to be, and they've kind of had a pseudo-relationship, a friendship-slash-relationship, and he didn't want to go alone. So the new girl was his date, and she was there for the sole purpose of making this girl jealous so that she would want him. And, it, of course, you know, everything goes nuts. Yeah.
Right. Perfect. All right, so Jennifer...
My girlfriend's ignoring me, apparently.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than that.
Response.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
I'm all heartbroken.
Maybe what you ought to do is you could post this on Facebook, Jen, and see what people have either tried it or if they think it's a good idea. We had something else. So we were talking about The Simpsons earlier today.
Yeah,
on
we were talking
Facebook.
About The Simpsons on Facebook.
What are you
Facebook?
Getting for feedback on that?
You know, I don't know right now because I have to be with
oh,
you.
Oh, that's right.
Here.
You're not
the
next
computer.
To you. I got it.
Here, I can go.
Right. Have you, I could actually probably do it myself. Let's do a commercial. You want to do that and then we'll come back to that?
Sure.
That this yeah I know not many people will tell you they look forward to commercials. I get from people that they like to hear me tell stories in commercials, and this really isn't a commercial, it's a story, and this story has to do with those of you who are looking older because you're maturing and you don't like it. You don't want to look older, you want to look younger. So as a result of that, actually I've been talking about The Fountain of Youth. There's a book written by David Pollack that you can get, I think, on the website as well. When you go to organicattitude.com, by the way, it's called that because all the products that they sell are organic. Put that together fast. The book is called Stop the Lies, Secrets the Beauty Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. And in there is a lot of story, and I say a lot of story, the storylines about people and their experiences. They're the greatest way, because we always learn from other people by their experiences, right? Isn't that mostly how we learn about things? So as soon as you try The Fountain of Youth and people will ask you what's going on with your skin, you can say, well, I started using this Fountain of Youth and I got the first bottle free. They're all going to want the free bottle as well. Just makes sense. Human nature, right? So why don't you try it yourself and you can talk about it. I hold the bottle up always on camera because we're streaming live video at DougStephan.com. I don't know if you can see that, though, as clearly. Can you see the Fountain of Youth logo on the front of that bottle? It's really... I put some on yesterday. I haven't shaved yet today, so I don't want to put it on. I put it around my face and around my eyes, and I'm taken back by how it doesn't feel greasy. There's something that is... It's hard to describe, but, you know, Roberta, a lot of women's products, and it isn't just for women, it's for men, too. But you know how... I mean, I know how... aftershaves and some of the ointments and creams that I put on, they leave this sort of creamy, oily feeling on your skin. And it goes away after a while, but this doesn't. It's a refreshing way to just sort of liven up your face, but also you fight the wrinkles by using Fountain of Youth. Free bottle available right now. You go to organicattitude.com and enter in the code GOODDAY. That's it. You'll discover why this works as well, because you're going to get a free bottle. You'll try it. You'll like it. A Fountain of Youth serum delivers deep hydration and skin-firming peptides for younger-looking skin. Try it now, free, at organicattitude.com, radio code GOODDAY.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You can't keep cold weather from coming, but you and your vehicle can be ready when it gets here. O'Reilly Auto Parts helps you prepare with big savings on the things you need to care for your car or truck, like oil, antifreeze, and wiper blades. Get your vehicle in shape for the season and save at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthcare is evolving. The insurance industry's focus is shifting as more and more consumers are looking to personalize and be in control of their health and healthcare costs. David Cordani, the CEO of Cigna, says health and wellness isn't a one-size-fits-all proposition.
At Cigna, we recognize customers want support navigating the complex healthcare system. That's why we're realigning our business to give people healthcare that is truly personalized. We offer solutions tailored to meet our customers' individual needs. Connecting people to better health is the value we deliver as a global health service company.
Cigna provides around-the-clock global assistance, mobile apps to locate pharmacies and emergency rooms, and decision support tools that help people compare quality of care along with medical costs. More information on tools for consumers can be found at Cigna.com. That website is Cigna.com. I'm John Dritten.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
All right, so Richie, what did you find out the Facebook question?
Well, if these people were doing the voices of The Simpsons and had to take a 45% cut, Greg and Dee Dee say, it depends on what else I had going on.
Huh?
If I had something to replace the income, I might walk away. Melanie says, walk away. Times is tough. Stephanie says, are the CEOs still reining in huge bonuses? Linda says, look how much 20th Century Made makes every time they put a Simpsons toy inside a Mickey D's Happy Meal, a T-shirt is sold, or something like that. I'm sure they're not taking pay cuts. And Karen says, I'll take 75% less than what they're making. Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
The poll of the day, do you watch The Simpsons? That's at DougStephan.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready to go wilderness, 72 hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
So, the answer is no, he's not running, and that's that.
We think.
I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie, a politician receiving more attention without becoming a presidential candidate than those who are running. Time and time again over the past year or more, Governor Christie has steadfastly denied any notion that he might make a White House run. Early yesterday afternoon, in New Jersey's capital city of Trenton, he put what we assume is a final nail in that notion.
Well, I've always felt was the right decision, remains the right decision today. Now is not my time.
Christie, spending nearly an hour with the media, answering a total of 38 questions, went on to say he just doesn't want to walk away from the job he was elected to do.
I have a commitment to New Jersey that I simply will not abandon.
The irony, of course, is that Governor Christie's apparent loyalty to New Jersey actually makes him an even more desirable presidential candidate. As for any possible change of heart he might have been experiencing of late with all that pressure put on him to jump into the race, Christie said this.
When you have serious people from across the spectrum passionately calling on you to do something as consequential as running for president of the United States, I felt an obligation to earnestly consider their advice.
But in the end, Governor Christie elected to stay home.
New Jersey, whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me.
So, what do residents of New Jersey think of Christie's decision not to run? Well, this man says it's too early to make a judgment on whether he would make a good president.
As of today. I'm not quite sure.
Fair enough. And just when you think Governor Christie would have all the name and face recognition he would need to launch a national campaign, we bring you this young woman who was shown a photo of Christie and asked, who is this? Do you know who this is?
I do, but I don't know who that is.
You do know who this is, but you don't know who this is. Maybe she should run for president. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
So, wondering, have you ever been in a long-distance relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm in one right now.
Really? How far?
135,000 miles.
What?
Yeah, that's how far I can go with the warranty on my Mercedes.
Purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz right now with an optional extended limited warranty, and your vehicle may be covered for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz undergoes rigorous inspections by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And it also comes with roadside assistance and 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. So along with our 135,000-mile extended limited warranty, we extend this invitation. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
MC dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, a late rally pushed the Dow to a triple-digit gain at the close, up 153 points yesterday to 10,809. S&P and NASDAQ with solid gains as well. Oil prices dropped another $1.94 a barrel, finishing at $75.67. Well, it was the big day, the day we thought we were going to see the iPhone 5. That's not what we got.
How do you follow up a hit product like the iPhone 4? I'm really pleased to tell you today all about the brand-new iPhone 4S.
That's Apple executive Phil Schiller introducing the iPhone 4S, which is almost identical physically to last year's iPhone 4, but as Apple tells us, it's all new on the inside. The new phone hardware is also said to be twice as fast as the previous model. Nonetheless, most Apple fans expressing disappointment with what was rolled out yesterday. And finally,
911, what's the location of your emergency?
Yes, 911, a number dialed only for emergencies. We've heard all sorts of 911 stories through the years, from the ridiculous, with knuckleheads calling 911 to complain about not receiving enough French fries at a fast food drive-up window, to heartwarming stories of husbands helping their wives deliver babies in the back seats of their cars with the help of a 911 dispatcher. And then you have amazing stories like this one, which never get old. In fact, there's nothing old about this story. Just listen.
Okay, Mr. Service.
My mommy doesn't feel good.
Where is your mommy?
She's at Iowa.
Yes, a boy in Iowa called 911 last week because his mom had apparently passed out. The dispatcher in Polk County, Iowa, Maggie Brodeur, spoke to the youngster, keeping him on the line for 14 minutes as police tracked the cell phone call to a house in Urbandale.
I'm passed out right now.
How old are you?
Four.
Yes, four. 4 years old. Once the tracking was complete, rescue crews went to the house. We're told the mom is okay and that there's no doubt her four-year-old son saved her life by making that call, with plenty of credit to the dispatcher, Maggie Brodeur, for helping to keep that wonderful boy so calm in a crisis. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither rain nor snow nor dust and dirt nor smudges or even the toughest scratches nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.